This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. Join us as we hear from students across the Portland area and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. For over 100 years, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. The Student Hour is brought to you by Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and KBPS. This is the Student Hour.
The Student Hour is so excited to welcome a brand new affiliate to the show, X-Ray. X-Ray Community Radio, online at xray.fm and on your FM dial in the Portland area at 91.1 FM and 107.1 FM. X-Ray's mission is to hold a microphone up to the best and most distinctive of Portland, to build a culturally relative center for ideas, music, and creativity in service of a more open media and a more just community. X-Ray programming is a progressive blend of talk and music that amplifies the sounds and reflects the values of Portland. X-Ray.fm started broadcasting from East Portland at 91.1 FM back in March of 2014. I remember that because I helped them launch the station. And now what's really cool is X-Ray broadcasts at 107.1 FM in Portland and 91.7 FM in Nehalem on the Oregon coast. KBPS and the Student Hour is so excited to welcome X-Ray to the Student Hour family and further empowering the voices of students across Portland. You can now hear the Student Hour on all of our affiliates on KBPS AM 1450 and KBPS.am, our flagship station, as well as our supporters, partners, and affiliates, Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM, Portland Radio Project, also online at prp.fm. And we want to mention quickly, Portland Radio Project has their upcoming public open house event to celebrate 10 years on the air that is happening Sunday, October 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m. at Portland Radio Project Studios. Also a part of the Student Hour family is KBOO Community Radio on your FM dial in Portland at 90.7 FM and online at kboo.fm. KBOO also heard in the cities of Corvallis and Hood River. And now X-Ray, x-ray.fm, 91.1 FM, 107.1 FM in Portland, and 91.7 FM in Nehalem, Oregon, on the Oregon coast. Thank you all so much for supporting Student Voices and the Student Hour.
Hi, my name is James, and I'm here with my partner, Joe. And Joe, if you haven't seen, there is a 0% chance of precipitation on Sunday, but 100% chance of a government shutdown.
Well, 100% chance that is, unless the House of Representatives and then the Senate pass a funding bill, and then the president signs it, which in the span of, 2 days, doesn't seem very probable. So let's just talk a little bit about that government shutdown from the view of two slightly informed seniors in high school trying to fill some time right here on AM 1450 KBPS. Now, James, what do you know about a government shutdown? And do you remember the last time we had one?
Honestly, I can't say much about it. You know, slightly informed might have been a little too generous. but when was the last one that we had? Would you know that by chance?
From memory, the last shutdown we would have had was when President Trump refused to sign, funding bills in order to protest the fact that he wasn't getting a wall at the southern border. We did get close a few months ago, But that was actually the debt ceiling, which needed to be raised, and that was an issue that's being pushed further on, a bit closer to the election. So they just suspended the debt limit for then, which I think is really interesting that we have a debt limit here in the U.S. Because, we're building a country here, or we're trying to keep a country going. Like, that's not free. And, we got to take on debt, and we need to focus on, figuring out how to manage that debt better and not take on so much in the first place. And just this idea of, political posturing, if, you don't cave to our demands, we're going to, let us hit the debt ceiling, then the government will shut down, and then you're going to look like, a bad president or something. That's just not something I can endorse. Because when the government shuts down, real people are impacted. Federal employees are furloughed, all non-essential ones. And for those that are essential, it's even worse. They still have to report to work. They just don't get paid. So air traffic controllers and TSA, they're not getting paid, but they're still working. Imagine that. That's sort of like going to school.
Right. You know, honestly,
we're here, but we're not getting paid. But honestly, much worse, because at TSA, I couldn't imagine. They're probably already so busy and so annoyed, because one person didn't empty their water bottle out or take the laptop out of their backpack.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're already even when they're getting paid, they're probably what does this day hold for us? And now they don't get paid. And they still have to report to work.
Yeah, I could not imagine. That actually sounds for lack of a better word, that sounds like purgatory. Honestly.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but my air traffic controllers, those people should always be getting paid. No matter what. Because, they're stopping us from, hitting another plane. That's sort of important.
That's a stressful job, too. Controlling everything happening in the sky where you can't even see it, you're just kind of trying your hardest. That's got to be one of the most stressful jobs.
Yeah, honestly. So you're stressing at work and then you're stressing at home because you're not getting paid. You can't buy food because you don't have any money because you're not getting paid. You can't support your family. And who would even want to do that at that point? Don't we have a shortage of air traffic controllers? Maybe this is why. Why are we where's all the air traffic control? Well, maybe this is why. Maybe this is why. Our government teacher was explaining sort of how this worked to us in that at 12:01 on Sunday morning.
I believe it was Sunday morning. Correct?
Once you get into 12 a.m., that's a little weird. Yeah, my head starts spinning. I'm already asleep at that time. But at that time, the money just turns off. It just stops. So he was telling us when he would work at a government job, they had a shutdown coming up or something like that.
Oh, right. You described it as they'd go out, they'd purchase all their essentials, they'd fill up on gas just in preparation for when that shutdown would happen, when that money would turn off, because they didn't know when it would turn back on. Likely would be, how long did he say that?
A few weeks.
Usually,
he said three or four weeks.
Yeah. So, that's a scary thought. You have to literally prepare yourself for the next upcoming 3 to 4 weeks because you don't know when you're going to be able to make money. You're not sure when you're going to be able to get your money. That's crazy.
They use their government card and fill up the tank the day before, buy a bunch of food, and just try to hold over.
That sounds almost apocalyptic, honestly. You have to get all of your essentials before you literally cannot get them anymore because you literally do not have the funding to get it. That's insane. It's so crazy to think that that's just the world and the environment that we live in where you're preparing for the worst.
Yeah. And that's crazy, considering that a report put out by CNBC a few months ago, 61% of Americans say they're living paycheck to paycheck. And though these employees will be getting back pay, the damage is going to be done,
Oh, absolutely.
The government might shut down. Your paycheck might not come, but rent's still going to be due. You're still going to have to eat.
Right. The world still goes on, but you're just not getting paid. That's horrible.
Who would want to do that anymore? That's crazy.
There's no incentive for what was it? An essential federal government job. Honestly.
Yeah. And, the only people who can stop this, the representatives in the House, the senators in the Senate, and the President of the United States, guess what? in the event of a government shutdown, they still get paid. Where is their motivation to, like, stop, like, the suffering of these, like, essential employees and everyone else? You know, we're not talking about the non-essential people. They aren't getting paid either. They just don't have to report to work. I mean, they're still out of, like, a paycheck, out of a job until this, like, gets fixed. Yet the very people who have the power to change this are politically posturing and moving about while still getting paid. And they're taking their recesses, taking their breaks, going home to their families. They're already getting a pretty good salary. Like,
oh,
what?
Absolutely.
Like,
I mean,
what's the, let me just look this up right now. Like, House of
the Representative salary. I mean, I imagine it'd be pretty high, although I'm not entirely sure where it lies.
House of, yeah.
Are you finding anything on that?
Oh, wait, that's Puerto Rico. U.S. Yeah, I need to specify. Yeah, like, senators and House representatives, it says here $174,000. That's a lot, considering, like, how often they go on recess and they literally, like, just sit in the Capitol.
Like,
I know they do more than that, but I'm not seeing it.
It's also not very, like, a much of a labor-intensive job. No, like, obviously, no offense, but, like, I feel like, you know.
No, and have you seen the Capitol? They have, like, a free barber shop and a gym.
Oh, they've got everything they need. I mean, it's basically like going to the YMCA, but, you know.
Yeah, but you're actually making laws that affect, like,
everyone.
The entire course of human history. Yeah.
And instead of doing anything helpful, you just are letting all these federal government workers just be put out of, well, not put out of jobs, but just put in this position where they cannot do anything. It's horrible.
I don't get it. Like, some things, government is a funny little thing in a not so funny way, in that, you know, I'm going to go off on a tangent here, but, like, what's with, like, how everything literally is causing cancer? Like, everything we eat, all the plastic that, like, holds our food, and the FDA is doing nothing.
Right. I mean, you look at places like anywhere in the EU, they have such strong regulations around the food that they eat, everything.
iPhone 12 was banned in France because of radiation explosion.
Is that really? I didn't know that. That's still here in the U.S.
Yeah. I mean,
well, here, I mean, capitalism and profit, in my own personal opinion, kind of rules over most things.
Yeah. And it's just not, like, this idea of, like, continuous year-over-year growth is just not sustainable for us as humans and for the planet. Like, capitalism wasn't built for people. I'm sorry. Maybe we shouldn't be getting, like, too into this on, like, a public radio station funded by the district, funded by the government. But, you know, we're going to say our piece here because we're students and this is our job, you know? Like,
yeah, we're speaking our truth, you know?
I'm just trying to, like, call it how I see it. Like, something needs to change.
I completely agree. And we're not going to see that change from all these people who, in the next, 30 to 40 years, no offense, but a lot of the people in the House and in the government and in Congress, they're all incredibly, incredibly old. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that.
Well, actually, they have no stake in the future. They don't care what happens in 40 years. If the ice caps melt, if we're all underwater.
Why would it matter to them? They're not going to make changes that benefit us, this generation, the people who are actually going to be here after this.
Yeah.
So they're just sitting there. They're getting their paychecks. It's good for them. Like, honestly, I can totally see why it's good for them, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that must be great. You know, imagine that, too. You know, you're getting paid to do almost nothing, and then you get, like, insider information about the way the market's going, so you can tell your husband to, like, trade certain stocks, and you get super rich. And, you know, that sounds pretty nice, but
it's capitalism in a nutshell.
I can't, I just can't with these people, but it's, you know, maybe when I'm a senator one day, I'll come to KBPS and I'll delete this recording.
Setting your ambitions high, Joe. Setting those ambitions very high.
I would hope so, because, like, I just can't. Like, this is not sustainable for, like, anyone. Like, especially with the cost of living.
Like, yeah, that, and then, I mean, what? I'm just thinking of, like, all of our, like, the energy that we use. I mean, a lot of it obviously comes from, like, coal. We just don't have a very sustainable... We don't have a very sustainable country, unfortunately. Like, I would wish we did, but that's just not the world we live in, unfortunately.
Yeah, Oregon's pretty fortunate. I think we're mostly, like, hydroelectric. But
yeah, because of the,
Bonneville Dam.
Yeah, Bonneville.
Yeah, and, but it's... What were we talking about just then? Because I had a great idea.
Ooh.
Like,
what were we just talking about? We were
talking about how it was like, so see, this is the problem. Like, we started out of government shutdown. Like, we should do a podcast jam so then we can like really say what's on our minds and not worry about the FCC.
Well, anyone listening, you know, if you think we should do a podcast, you should definitely call in, let us know. Maybe we'll start one up for you, for the people.
503-916-5101. That's our listener talk back line. If you think we want to start a podcast, just give that number a call, leave a voicemail. Or if there's a specific song you want to hear, then you can do that too.
We greatly appreciate the company and the phone calls. You know, we're not very shy. We'd love to hear from your lovely voices.
Yeah, I think we've been at it for a while, so we'll take y'all back to the music from the slightly informed seniors in high school talking about politics.
Talking about capitalism, talking about money, and very much on the nose with what we've been talking about.
You're listening to The Student Hour, student voices from Portland for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Zip from KBPS, and get ready for an electrifying night of music as Nightly takes the stage at the Wonder Ballroom on October 17th. This indie pop sensation is here to make your night unforgettable. First up, Nightly is sure to captivate your heart with their hit song, Wear Your Heart Out. The catchy melody and heartfelt lyrics are bound to have you singing along in no time. Let's give it a listen. As the night unfolds, Nightly dives into Dry Eyes, a tune that'll leave you swaying to its rhythm. This one's all about those bittersweet moments we've all experienced.
She kisses me with the eyes closed.
And now brace yourselves for Hate My Favorite Band. This track brings a burst of energy, and its relatable lyrics will make you feel like you're right there with Knightley.
Used to like the taste of sour candy, now it just makes me sick. Obsessed with scary movies, now I think of. Used to love watching the sunset, now I pray for rain. All the things I used to love just leave a bitter taste. I even hate my favorite band, all because of you again. Can't stop, can't stand songs we listen to that make me think of us just lying naked in your. Start to get red in the face. I never thought the shade of purple you put in your hair would start to pop up, I swear, all over the place. Used to love watching the sunset, now I pray for rain. All the things I used to love just leave a bitter taste. I even hate my favorite band, all because of you again. Lying naked in your room, I hate my favorite band, all because of you. Used
close out this incredible night, Knightley presents 20-something. It's a song that captures the essence of youthful moments and the uncertainty of growing up. Don't miss Knightley's sensational performance at the Wonder Ballroom on October 17th. It's a night of music you won't want to forget, filled with these fantastic tracks and more. Grab your tickets and make memories with Knightley. This is Zip from KBPS.
you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm. And KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kboo.fm. And our new affiliate, X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thank you.
Is Kimora Goldsby from KBPS Radio Broadcasting here at Benson Polytechnic High School. I am a senior this year. Some may know me, some may not. Whoever's listening, hi. Today, first off, I want to start off by saying how I hope all is good. How I just take a minute and just think, how am I feeling? Like, am I good? If you're not, what can you do to make yourself feel better, you know? Hopefully that helps, because I know life can be life and days can be long and stressful at times. So just sometimes, you know, take a break, take a minute to yourself and think about that and reflect on yourself. You know, that's just the topic of the day and the word of the day from Kimora Goldsby here at Benson. With that being said, I wanted to talk about dance. I know I've talked about before, I've talked about outdoor school and like how clubs in high school can be really good and beneficial to you if you would like to attend to college when you get older, or when whoever is listening, you know, to the, my youngins that are listening. But today I'll be talking about dance, and I've talked about dance before as I was a junior. And I just want to say it's not too late if you wanted to join. I know a few people showed up to my big, big performance and wanted to join after that, which we love. So it's never too late. If you have Instagram, I think they're on Instagram and Facebook. If you just go to Serious Sound, you can always just sign up and email through. And email is probably the best. And email Dana Shepherd. And yes. It is so fun. We have a big performance every year. And since pandemic, it's been crazy how many people has been asking to dance for them and all that. So if you're interested in West African dancing, you can go to KBPS AM and you can like get a hold of my KBPS teacher, which is Jacob Patterson. You get a hold of him, he'll get to me or anything like that. And then there's also, for the adults that are listening and want to attend to any African dance too, and it's a great workout, there is there's adult, even kids can join too, but there's adult classes at Matt Dishman. Around every Sunday, I think it's at 1, and then there's also one every Tuesday at 6:30. It's called Afrobeats. This one is more with the music. The ones on Sundays is with actual West African drums. The ones on Tuesdays is with like Jamaican music or something like that. And it's very, very, very fun, and you guys should try. Also, me and my on-air partners, we are looking for listeners to submit questions for us so we can do questions and answers and, you know, answer your question on air. There's also the Would You Rathers and stuff like that. And we would love to have fun with you guys through air. And we also want to take phone calls. So guys, whoever that are listening, girls and guys, sorry about that. Let us know. We would love to take your calls. We would love to answer your questions. And I am going to be, this is, that was the last thing I had to say to you guys. I will see you, or talk to you guys soon. And thank you for listening. I'm Kimora again from KBPS, Bright Radio Broadcasting, and I'm closing out. Have a good day, everyone.
My name is Meriwether Stewart. You are listening to The Student Hour, and this week is Spirit Week. It is Wednesday when I am recording this, and the theme today for Spirit Week is celebrity. And the celebrity that I decided to dress up as is none other than the drummer from my favorite band, Tally Hall, Ross Fetterman. Ross Fetterman is the drummer for Tally Hall, as I said, and he is known for his amazing singing in the song Mucka Blucka, which is a minute and a half of chicken noises. It is the only song that Tally Hall has produced that has Ross Fetterman as the main vocalist. And I would love to play it for all of you so you can all hear the amazingness that is the song Mucka Blucka. This is Meriwether Stewart, and you have been listening to The Student Hour.
Hi there, folks. I'm Mr. Rose from The Garden. If you didn't know, The Garden is a show, a morning show, here on AM 1450 KVPS. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7:30 to 8:30. We'll have me, the host, Mr. Rose, giving you different advice and wisdom I've learned through my lifetime, and we'll be listening to music from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. To have a sample of one of my stories, here's one right now.
That was Now You Blind With Me by Patience and Prudence. Now, I don't want to talk off your ear before we go all into the music, but I got a little story to tell you. See, it was when I was a little budding, a little flower in the garden, as they say, and I was with my Grandpa Rose. I was young at the time when we were hiking, but my lungs were not working so well. You know, when you're young, you got all that energy. But me, I was not that fast. I remember when I sat exhausted there on the rock, my grandpa looked at me and said, "Hey, you may be exhausted now, but the view of that mountain is going to be worth all those painful moments you have right now." Now, I didn't believe him at the time, but when we made it, that view made all my worries go away. That was worth it tenfold. So I want you to think about that whenever you feel down, whenever you feel that things ain't right. That despite all that, the view of the mountain you will hit is going to be 10 times better than what you have now. Next up is Orange Cut Sky by Nat King Cole.
And again, that was only just a sample of what you hear on the Mr. Rose Show. Thank you, Student Hour, for having me. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. Now here's one of my outros.
Well, Frank Sinatra. Now, this is the end of the garden. Thank you all for joining me. Again, my name is Mr. Rose. This was The Garden from 7:30 to 8:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And don't forget to follow both on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Mr. Rose Official, because I can't spell official. Thank you all so much for listening in.
You're listening to The Student Hour, student voices from Portland for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS.
I'm Connor, reporting for The Student Hour, and I wanted to tell you about a bike rack that was constructed here at Marshall Campus last year. The bike rack is quite large, with room for 50 or so bikes. However, since its completion, the bike rack has stood almost completely empty. Every time I come to school, I see the empty rack, and it gets me thinking about sustainable transportation and why more people aren't biking to school. One might argue that the reason people aren't biking to school is because Benson brings students from across the city, which makes commuting by bike impractical for many. However, I had a feeling that distance was not the entire story, so I surveyed 32 students from Benson and asked them the following questions. First, how do you get to school? Second, do you own a bike? Third, what is the biggest thing stopping you from biking to school? And finally, how far do you live from school? 33% of people said they got to school in a car. 27% of people said they took the school bus. 25% of people said they took TriMet, 9% of people said they walked, and only 6% of people, or 2 of the people surveyed, said that they biked to school. More than half the students that I surveyed told me that they lived less than 3 miles from school, so distance is not the main problem. Out of the people who own a bike, the main reason people told me that they don't bike to school is because they find other modes of transportation more enjoyable. So, in conclusion, I don't think building a bike rack was a bad idea. The bike rack seems to be a good way to encourage people who already enjoy biking to bike to school more. However, since not everyone is willing to bike to school every day, it may be a good idea to look at how we can make the preferred forms of transportation more sustainable, like electric school buses, for example.
Avenue. street, out in the playground, in the dark side of town. Oh, we gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue.
Hello, listeners to the Student Hour. My name is James, and I will be following up the story on my great-grandmother, Christine Christian. And honestly, she was always an amazing person. Even at the time of three, she had major responsibilities placed on her, like looking after her sister on the farm they grew up on. So, like, well, because her mother was always busy working in the fields, my grandma had to look out for her sister so her sister didn't wander off. And, well, her sister had developmental disabilities. And even later in life, my grandma was always amazing. Like, in the 60s, she was an amazing activist who marched along Martin Luther King Jr. until his death and worked with Jesse Jackson in the Rainbow Push Coalition in Chicago. She also served as an active representative of the American Heart Association and was a voter coordinator during the political elections. And she was definitely a woman who valued democracy and voting, considering she had fought for the right for African American people to be able to vote and other rights people had. And she would always remind her kids to vote and remind them and ask them if they all had their ballot yet. And, well, her job at the time was to count the votes by hand, and she and other people made history by through aggressive campaigning for Richard Gordon Hatcher to become the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana. And this is just some of the amazing stuff my grandma's done throughout her life. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
My name's Sydney, and I'm here with
Antrell,
Razor,
Jason,
Jacob.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about Halloween. So, guys, are you excited for Halloween?
Dude, yeah, I am.
I know. Yes.
I guess.
Honestly, I really am.
Haven't been excited for Halloween in a couple years.
Why?
Personal stuff.
Well, it seems like this Halloween's going to be pretty good now that, like, COVID's all done.
No, yeah. It's not.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
Well, I mean, it's not done.
Well, you know,
like,
what I mean.
I'm glad people are still, like, being safe.
It's like the COVID outbreak that happened this week. Last week, nine people got COVID where they were sent home. And so, like, yeah. Students got really scared and started masking up. Me and Jason kind of masked up, and we're like,
Yeah, it was nine people and two teachers.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Nine students, two teachers. Anyways, back on to Halloween topic. Do you guys think it's going to be a dry Halloween this year instead of rainy and gross?
It's going to be
no,
wet.
It's going to be rainy.
I think it's going to be, like, okay. Really
it's
wet.
It's going to be wet. I love trick-or-treating, no matter age, whatever age. I'm going to be doing it, and I'm going to be, like, 23, honestly.
Sure, you can be around all those kids.
My mom still trick-or-treats.
Yeah, see, if...
But she's short, so she counts as a trick-or-treater. People
look at me, I'm short?
No. Ish.
Don't say no.
Antro's short.
Yeah, Antro's pretty short.
But compared to him, probably him, maybe what? You, and he's short.
Yeah, but Jason's taller than you think I am. Or you're not as tall as you think you are, though, because, like, I'm, like, 1 inch off.
L.
And you're like that. So.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Ooh.
Reese's or Kit Kats?
Oh,
Reese's.
Kit Kats for real, but I love the dark chocolate Kit Kats that they have at Halloween. They, like, wrap it in, like, black and white. And they also have... No, don't even not... Don't shake your heads at me. Because they have glow-in-the-dark on the wrapper. And I keep that wrapper forever and pin it on my wall just to see Kit Kat glow-in-the-dark.
Because you're a child.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, my mom really likes Kit Kats.
I don't really like dark chocolate, to be honest. It really tastes like earwax.
I like Snickers and Milky Ways. Three Musketeers, maybe, if I'm really feeling it.
What
but there's,
a
like, a lot of... I can't.
Yeah.
I think they're so gross.
Yeah, honestly, I can't... Okay. I have mixed feelings for Twix and Snickers. I'll eat it, but it's not my favorite. It's like if I had to give top five, it would have to be Kit Kat, some sour gummies, Reese's, possibly, just possibly gummy bears, and sour Sketty.
Yeah, what's your favorite candy?
Yeah, you haven't said that much.
I don't actually know. I like a lot of candy.
I heard someone said on TikTok that they like Dots as their favorite candy.
Dots is mid.
Dots isn't too bad. I kind of like Dots. I haven't had Dots in a while.
I don't know. I don't like Dots.
I really like Milk Duds. Milk Duds are really good.
I think the best part about Halloween is the scary movies, definitely.
Yes, I love it when the horror movies start coming out on October.
Yeah.
It is the best. They bring all of the classics back. It's it's candy. Candy for my eyes, bro.
It's candy for my nose.
It's Halloween.
I don't know what I mean by that at all.
I'm going to go to the, what's it called, the pumpkin patch and just steal a pumpkin.
I'm not going
to
steal a pumpkin, but I do want to do a pumpkin patch date with my boyfriend. That would be so cute.
And this haunted homecoming dance is stupid, bro. We can't
it's
even
not, it's not. Okay, let me just make this perfectly.
It's Halloween themed, but
let me
can't
just
wear
make
costumes.
This perfectly clear. It is called Haunted Halloween Homecoming, okay? Or Haunted Homecoming. But it is not a Halloween dance. It is a fall dance. Why would you name it Haunted Homecoming? Okay. And so, why would you... What? It doesn't even make any sense. And you can't even show up with costumes.
Well,
you show up with costumes, masks, anything like that, you're...
Better.
I've had good experiences the last couple of times I went. Well, the last time was my first time. And then this time, I'm really excited for... I've had nothing but good experiences, so... I guess I'm just lucky.
Good for you.
Yeah, we're going to have the lights off this time.
Yeah!
We got these cool
visions
you can make out in the dark.
Yep, I'm
Miss King, she gave us $1,000, so we bought some crazy lights.
Oh, let's go.
Real fast.
No, we're working on it.
Can you tell me like what music is gonna be playing?
I'm not in charge of the music, so I know who is. It's like
Patterson.
Ruby, but not our Ruby, like the other Ruby.
The short
and
or...
this woman named Layden. They're
oh,
making
Layden!
It yeah, I like Layden.
Oh my
Layden's
god, let's
chill.
Go.
Layden's
okay,
pretty chill.
I'm down
Ruby's
with that.
Pretty chill, you know. I feel like they're gonna. It's gonna be mostly suggestions. That's all I know. Like from the Instagram polls
yeah.
we had.
Which are those still open or are they closed? Because I've heard
there's some QR codes on the walls.
Well, yeah, but we scanned them and it says that they're locked.
Yeah, I've.
Oh,
I've,
then I think we're probably done. But I can probably like get
well,
something
no,
in last
way
minute.
Way before they were even posted.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I saw it on your Instagram, so I had like went to it and it
oh.
wouldn't open.
Oh,
yeah.
I think you had to have. I don't know that. I don't know. Too, I'm gonna be honest. But. It would work for me often. We had like 60. We had like around 100 to 60 responses.
Oh yeah, see that's enough music right there for me.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm just hoping like I know some of these songs and like can actually dance to them. I mean, I don't care either way, but I'm just like.
Did you dance to the Macarena?
No.
I think we got Thriller is guaranteed. Thriller. I don't know. All we know is we're getting Thriller.
Okay. I can. Oh, girl,
no country music like last year. You know, we don't got no country music.
Hello, I am Josiah on KBPS 1450, broadcasting for the Student Hour. I'm going to be talking about a very famous person from the old days of Scotland, Rob Roy MacGregor, the man who fooled a duke, led many a rebellion, and even once blew up a castle. I'm going to talk about three main areas of his life. The first part is going to be about his life as a civilian, the second part is going to be life as a criminal, and then the third is going to be a leader of the Jacobite army trying to dethrone the king of the English throne to get his king put in. And starting off, before we entirely get into Rob Roy's life, we need to talk about the culture in the Highlands at this time. Most Highlands were cattle herders moving cows from the Highlands down to the Lowlands to sell. And one problem being not many Highlanders really spoke English, so they would often have to find a person near the Lowlands who spoke both Gaelic and English to help them escort the cattle down. This came with like two things. One, the person would be able to speak Gaelic and English, so it was easier to make a trade deal when they came across someone. But also, this person would often be armed, so they could help you protect the cattle from any thieves. This is a job that Rob Roy did.
Now, another thing was that most Highlanders were part of a clan, family names that had been passed down. And there are many famous clans that you may recognize, one being MacGregor, MacDonald, and Campbell. These clans had their own form of governance, but they still were under the King or Queen of England, although they mostly were ignored. And they believed that the King the King of England were selected by God, and this is going to become very important later because they really highly believe this. Now, Rob Roy had grown up in a freshwater loch town. A loch is just like a freshwater lake, and this loch was very close to the lowlands, which means Rob Roy spoke both English and Gaelic, just like an escorter, meaning he could often converse with the people coming from the highlands and trading with people from the lowlands, but he also controlled many areas. He had complete control over the raiders in Argyll, Stirling, and Perth, and so he could guarantee that any cattle stolen would be returned to the customer. But he had also ruled with an iron fist. Those people who did not pay while going through were harshly punished by having all they possessed taken away from them. And apart from leading a raid on Parish Kippen, he was a pretty normal citizen, other than, you know, stealing people's stuff and their cattle and everything they had on them. Overall, he was just spending his days buying and selling cattle to the Duke of Montrose. Now, in 1712, Rob Roy had a bad year, and he ended up losing most of his capital. So he lost a lot of, like, his money and his land, as there had been very little cattle traveling through his territories. But he was not deterred, for he had left with £1,000, and he figured his next person to thieve from would be the Duke of Montrose. That's I'm going to do a three-part series on this. This is part one, The Calm Before the Storm. But just a quick thank you for everybody listening. We'll pick this story up next week and learn more about Rob Roy's life as a thief. I have been Josiah on the KBPS Student Hour. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm. And KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kboo.fm. And our new affiliate, X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thank you.
The Student Hour, highlighting student voices from around Portland and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and thanks to our listeners like you. This concludes our episode for today. For AM 1450 KBPS, I'm Joe Anderson. Thanks for joining us.